Now, the only time I ever fumble with my cell phone is when I have a desperately important call to make. Suddenly, the buttons won't dial. The aggravating pale green phone symbol slips under my nimble fingers and takes me to voicemail. Every time. And when I finally do and send it off, it comes back as a high-pitched tone in my ear and call failed appearing on the screen. These panic adrenaline-fueled episodes are usually an attempt to call you, Mom. And when I finally do get through, crying, gulping, straining for air, proclaiming that I just can't do it anymore, not one more day of it, the people, the classes, the two jobs, the expectations, I am sick of pleasing everyone but myself, and right about now, I would barehandedly kill a kitten to have a little free time. Once I've run out of steam and the tears have slowed down to drops, my mother tells me that our family is a testimony of strong women. We have always persevered. My great-grandmother, who got divorced in the 40s from a man who nearly beat her to death and then survived breast cancer. My grandmother, whose life has changed so completely, so many times, that even I can't keep track anymore. My wild child, Andrew, couldn't remember to take the bells off as she snuck in the house at 2 a.m., but had a baby at 17 and moved out on her own to raise it alone. Myself and her. She whispers across the invisible technological umbilical cord that I am her daughter. I have her lineage pumping through my bloodstream, and for that reason alone, she knows I'll be fine. My mother was a prima ballerina for the Atlanta Ballet. She slept with rock stars. She would never have married a man she didn't love and fiercely defended her self-reliance, her independence, until me. And then she gave up everything. I only someday hope to be half the woman my mother is. She enters a room possessing an intoxicating combination of will, beauty, and intelligence that makes a lot of people think she's a bitch, and she is. She knows whose desk to go and stand upon, moaning, complaining, and lying if need be, and sometimes it does. But it gets done her way, which when I lived with her would cause me to cringe as she'd walk by dictating orders all the while, me taking silent notes in my head. My mother embodies strength. She worked 10-hour days after an adulterously influenced divorce, coming home exhausted, listening to my 12-year-old angst, cooking us dinner, and then collapsing into the precious 5 hours of sleep, only to get up the next day and lather, rinse, repeat. Repeat. I never had an inkling we were barely making rent, but making it. I never felt neglected. I alone will bear witness to the growth of my family tree, fighting to deserve the place as my mother's daughter. And when someone tells me that I am so damn incorrigible, so much like her, I cannot help my perversely inappropriate response of beaming.